Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision. USA.com. Well, you know. As we pull down from high orbit down to touch down on the surface of Planet Rick, well, if we're going to take a tour, there's only one person that can give us said tour, and that is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening. How are you doing today?
I had an incident where I thought about you over the weekend on Sunday.
Oh, wow, this sounds intense.
Yeah.
What's going on? What was the talk? What was going on?
I have a friend who has a range where he trains women. He trains a lot of ladies there. He trains church groups as well. But he trains a lot of ladies, and he lets me shoot my videos there.
Okay.
So your
whole episode there.
Well, I shot a YouTube video there, right? And I set up a GoPro where I could have it aiming back at me as I'm shooting. It looks like I'm shooting at the GoPro, but I'm aiming at a steel target. And as I was doing it, I was about 13 yards away, I think it was. I did it with one gun, then I did it with another gun, then I did it with the third gun. On the third gun, on the second round, about a third of that 9mm slug bounced right back and hit me in the face.
Oh, wow.
And it hit me on the side of the left side of my head and left a little crease there, a little bleeding crease. And I was just thinking, if Ector had been here, he'd check me over to make sure I was okay and then chastise me profoundly.
Man, you know, I watch guys shoot those steel targets all the time, man, and usually there's quite a bit of a distance between them. I've never seen anyone get hit with a ricochet, man. But
especially not straight back.
It even penetrates your skull, man.
Well,
fair to say you got a hard head, huh?
Pretty hard head. hard enough to be a shooter. I this is the kind of thing that I need. If you're going to be a shooter and you might have to take a ricochet here and there, it's good to have a hard head to go with it.
It definitely comes in handy, man.
Yeah.
Remind me, if I ever go target shooting with you, to make sure I have on a vest and a helmet.
You know, I was talking with another trainer, and he said you need to be at least 15 yards off of a steel target, which I was 13 yards off, right? But, typically when you shoot steel, you're shooting ball ammunition because you're shooting the cheapest stuff you can find. And, it spalls out and sort of in a umbrella sort of pattern.
Right.
If you hit it dead on, and that may be part of the problem, because some of those, you know, I wasn't exactly 90 degrees off of them.
Right.
So that may be part of the problem. I don't know what the problem was. Whatever it was.
Well, I'll tell you, man, as a firearms trainer, man, you know, one of the things that we preach in every class when we have a bunch of newbies, you know, in the room, we tell them, hey, you know, bullets, when they, you know, come out of the muzzle off the barrel, man, they hit a hard target, whether it's the ground or it could be water or, you know, the side of a building. You know, if it hits something hard, it can ricochet, man. And what's the word we use all the time? It has an unpredictable trajectory. It could end up anywhere.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just thought you'd find that interesting. I found it quite amusing. I mean, I've got.
I'm glad you're okay. I mean, I'm listening to you talk, and you sound okay. So.
Oh yeah.
I guess it barely left the mark, huh?
It, you know, I bled a little bit. But the thing is, when I'm watching the video, this is the thing that I sort of took away from it. That hit me hard enough to where I felt it and I flinched away from it, right? But if you're watching the video, when I flinch away from it, I'm back up on the gun. I had only fired twice, and I fired the other 15 rounds pretty fast after that. So, you know, I was
hit with the ricochet, and you kept on shooting.
Kept on. I stayed in the fight, man.
Now, that's some serious role-playing right there, man.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Was your adrenaline running?
No, I just...
When you got hit, did you realize you had been hit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you kept shooting.
I kept shooting. I didn't bring the support hand off the gun. I just sort of... I ducked down and to the right a little bit. And I popped back up and got the sight back in my face and... started.
Yeah, that's what I call stubborn. You were going to empty that magazine one way or another. Huh? If it was the last thing you did, you were going to empty that magazine.
Well, you know, you shoot to stop something, and that thing had shot me, and I didn't know if it was done yet. So,
right.
I find it amusing. I'm glad I got it on video.
I'm making some notes here. It's under the subheading: When You Go Shooting with Bill.
We need to get some of those face armor setups like they had in that movie Heat, where they're walking around looking like hardened ninjas there. We need to get some of those so that we can, I do, and I would recommend anybody that's coming with me to do the same thing anyway. So anyway.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm like really like thrilled hanging on the edge of my seat listening to this story about how you narrowly, you know, opened up a cavity in your head, man. Target shooting and taking pictures. You know, the most intense thing I've done today is messing around with my social media pages, man. You know, I've taken a hint from a lot of people that I've been talking to about this whole social media stuff. My YouTube channel is like really crazy, man. I have like 2,500 videos I've made and published over like the last, you know, 11 years, you know.
Right.
And I'm just now starting to organize them and put them in categories and, you know, it's a huge undertaking, man. But this way, when someone comes to my page, man, there's some sense of organization and they don't have to hunt. And for example, I have Lock and Load with Bill Frady. It has its own little folder on the YouTube channel. So if someone knows that I'm on Lock and Load and they want to see all the episodes I've been on, they can go straight to that little tab there and they'll have every single episode of Lock and Load there.
Wow. Okay.
You know, all in one tidy place. And if that's all they want, you know, they can just take off and come back next Thursday evening and see if I got a new episode up there. And then there's other, you know, when I take pictures from classes or when I do public speaking engagements, you know, they're all there. All my speeches, everything. And then, you know, just trying to come up with categories, and then some videos go into multiple categories. It's been a really in-depth undertaking. But I think when people come to my YouTube page, they'll see the breadth of what's there, and it's all organized. And like, for example, if someone hits, like, this episode of Lock and Load tonight, and let's say it's their first time, and they love it, and they're like, my God, I wonder if he has any more episodes. Then actually hit the folder and go through every single episode we've ever done together.
Coming up on the first break, Rick, tell everybody how to find you on social media.
I'm all over the place. Just Googling my name, Rick, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. You can't find me there. Legally Armed in Detroit or at Detroit CCW, or just find me on YouTube, Twitter, almost at MySpace, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can't miss me.
When we get back, we're going to get into it proper, like now we're done with all the formalities. It's Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As for us right now, we are on the surface of planet Rick. And our tour guide here today is Rick Ector. And what is it that you would like to discuss this evening, sir?
Well, today, you know, I was looking at my little handy notepad here of things that I want to get to at some point in time through our travels through the galaxy, man. And I was looking at an entry where we had done a show several episodes ago, and it was personal protection tips that were directed expressly for women. And so I thought a good companion piece would be the counterpart topic, which would be personal protection advice expressly for men within the context of the same scenario, you know, a dating relationship. You know, when we talked about women and personal protection tips, we were looking at it from the standpoint of, you know, taking the frame of view of being a woman and thinking of all the things that could beset us and, you know, befell us. And I said, well, what would be the counterpart story to that? And that's what I want to do today. I want to look at personal protection expressly for men as a, another perspective of the whole dating relationship scene from the man's perspective. And when keeping that in mind, you know, there's a couple of different, you know, categories that I want to look at. You know, the very first one, you know, is like, I guess the most, you know, heinous of things that could happen, obviously, is if, you know, someone was killed, you know. So the first stanza is men as murder victims, you know. I mean, but not necessarily just in general, but within the context of a relationship. Now, if you're thinking about a man involved in a relationship, and I'm using the term relationship in the most general terms, but in a romantic context, what type of relationship jumps out at you first?
Where a man might get murdered or be in a self-defense situation. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, yeah, that's definitely applicable. You know, if we got more specific, you know, we would talk about, you know, a man as a murder victim, let's say, for example, in this first context, within the context of a romantic relationship or some type of relationship. In this first category, you know, with men as a murder victim, it's, and here's the thing, you know, we're open-minded people. This is 2020. We're aware people have different lifestyles and things, but this first category, I guess, when you're talking about a dating relationship, this first incident actually happened, well, this first scenario I want to talk about, actually in Detroit. As of February 27th, man, just a few days ago, here in the city of Detroit, DPD, Detroit Police Department, is looking for a man who is robbing other men under the guise of a romantic relationship. Obviously, you know, we're talking about, you know, something a little more alternative, but, you know, men who like men, you know, they date men and I guess they have to meet. And sometimes, you know, regardless of what type of relationship you're in, you know, how you meet people and where you meet them, do you meet them face to face or did you meet them virtually? And you're basically meeting up with a stranger someplace foreign to you and you don't know the lay of the land and you definitely don't know the person you're meeting with. You know, in this particular case, you know, this man met five other men and in most cases they were robbed. And in one situation, this man was actually shot. So, you know, when you're talking about dating relationships, you can never be too careful whether you're dating men or you're dating women. And a couple other scenarios happen here in Michigan. A man 50 years old. His name was Mark Latunza. He was arraigned and
and arrested for murder and mutilation of a corpse. He met a young guy. He wanted some young stuff. He met a guy that was only 25 years old. And it was over the Christmas Eve holidays. This guy turned up missing. Family and friends went looking, you know, searching the fields and stuff, and they found his body. And, the guy, was arrested. And here's the thing. They met online. Apparently, and I'm just now hearing about this, there is a website that's called Grindr. Have you ever heard of Grindr?
You know, I have, and that's because I've been doing a lot of looking at human trafficking.
Okay.
And I've heard of Grindr coming out of that.
Yeah, man, so apparently it's like a hookup site, you know, and I guess when people aren't really necessarily looking for a relationship, you know, they go to this Grindr. I mean, and that name can just conjure up all sorts of imagery, right? But
yeah.
They go to Grindr and they hook up and they get together and they meet a total stranger in a place they've probably never, ever been. And you, as you can imagine, there's not a whole lot of vetting that's going on. You know, you're whoever you say you are, at least for that night. But what happens when the person that you're meeting for a liaison is a hardened, dangerous, armed criminal that wants to, at best, you know, rob you, and let alone might have a desire to get rid of witnesses and kill you. So, you know, and there's this other third situation, same scenario. And it was in July 12th of last year. You know, here in Michigan, all these cases from Michigan. 26-year-old, his name was Demetrius Nelson. He was arrested for attempted murder and shooting. A 31-year-old man killed him, you know, on a hookup, man. So, yeah.
Let me get you to hold right there.
Dating world.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the dating world when we get back. Tell everybody how to find you.
I can be found on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. My name is Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R.
I've gone and subscribed to his channel. Go check it out, Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passes an $8.3 billion emergency funding bill to help fight the coronavirus outbreak, as deaths in the United States have reached double digits and more than 160 people have tested positive across more than a dozen states. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk, who's expected to sign it quickly. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is slamming Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer's comments made regarding the Supreme Court.
We are so much better than that. I don't care if it was a Republican or Democrat doing it. It is unacceptable, and it is a new low. It's inappropriate. It goes beyond just an apology.
Schumer said at a political rally that Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have released a whirlwind and will pay a price. The New York Democrat is accusing Republicans of mischaracterizing his comments. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking with Rick Ector on Planet Rick as we discuss, you know, self-defense for men.
And not only against men who come at them, you know, in a sham of a same-sex relationship or guise of one to mask a robbery, but you know, this next class of people I'm talking about is actual women. Are you aware that there are men of various ages, whether we're talking full-blown adulthood all the way through adolescence, who are raped by women?
Not in the details. I know it does occur. You know, I lead a pretty tame life in this particular category there, Rick, so I'm going to have to defer to you on all of this stuff because I'm not a self-defense instructor. How do people date today? They got to do this stuff that you're describing.
Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is, man, is that it's often underreported, and it's a lot more prevalent than people would imagine, especially when we're talking about people who are especially vulnerable, people who are of smaller stature and are at a disadvantage chronologically, you know, age-wise, or there's a pronounced difference in power, you know, whether the person is a teacher or actually an older family member of a prior generation. You know, there are some studies that they're putting out right now, but it's vastly underreported. It's more prevalent than most people would imagine, and they're just really starting to study it. And, of course, as you can imagine, there's a huge stigma associated with it. You know,
the next class that I want to talk about, there's this woman entertainer in the music world. She's a rapper. And I'm going to put you out on a limb here. I'm going to ask, have you ever heard of a woman rapper by the name of, this is her stage name, of course, Cardi B? Have you ever heard of Cardi B?
Yeah, I've heard of Cardi B. She's the new Nicki Minaj. And I think Nicki and she have been in sort of a fight, right?
Yeah, they've had a public kiss and back and forth with one another about some stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know her music. I know Nicki Minaj's music. I actually sort of like her music. But I don't know Cardi B's because she's just a little too abrasive for me. So please go on.
Man, you are full of surprises. Hey, in 2019, there was a huge uproar across the Internet, all across America, about an admission that Cardi B made. She made the admission that only 3 short years prior, back in 2016, that she felt that she was in such dire straits that she was, I guess for lack of a better word, was engaging in, you know, weird relationships with men, age differential, power differential. But she confessed on the Internet, on Twitter, that to survive, she would drug men who were seeking to take advantage of her so that they would pass out after they'd been roofied or whatever, and then she would rob and steal their money. And,
yeah,
of course, there was a huge uproar over this.
I remember that.
I mean, you know, if the roles were reversed, you're talking about a man drugging a woman, you know, under the guise of some type of sexual relationship. I mean, can you imagine?
That's Bill Cosby.
Or that people would have.
Bill Cosby.
It was basically, she's a female version of Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is here, in this case, there appears to be a double standard. You know, if Bill Cosby, you know, admits to drugging women and taking advantage of them sexually, he goes to prison. She, I mean, not so much as a slap on the wrist, man. And she was actually bragging about it, you know, but the public outcry and backlash was so severe that she had to tone it down and say that, you know, she's apologetic for what she felt that she was forced, that she had to do, as she actually, you know, preyed upon these men, man. And that just goes to show you that guys, fellas, you know, the male gender, we have to be careful not only from, you know, male predators, but there are female predators that would seek to take advantage of us. If there's a power differential, you know, it's possible that a woman may try to sexually take advantage of a man, or a woman may seek to drug and intoxicate a man so that she could rob him. I mean, can you imagine if the roles were reversed? If a male celebrity like Bill Cosby was confessing to drugging and raping and robbing, you know, women?
Don't have to imagine it. It's been in the news here. Me too, hashtag. So, I mean,
yeah. So, you know, that's the other scenario, man. And then, of course, there's this other scenario. They actually have a name for it. They call it the bait and switch. Have you ever heard of bait and switch?
Yes, but only when selling cars.
Well, in this particular context, it's where a man, you know, he meets a woman on some social networking site, Facebook, I guess for us older folks, we aren't cool and hip enough to be on those newer websites, you know, but, you know, there's some type of spark that flies, and this guy, he drops everything that he's doing, and he races over to meet this woman at some hotel or maybe at some agreed-upon place. And lo and behold, there's a guy waiting there in another room with a gun so that they could rob this guy who came over with, you know, loving on his mind and ends up with a .38 shoved in his face.
Mm.
You know, in this one particular case, you know, this guy by the name of Michael Wheeler was working with this woman by the name of Lexis Triple, and they were, you know, working out of St. John's over in Jacksonville, Florida, man. And this is what they did. And luckily, you know, this guy, he somehow worked himself free from being tied up and gagged, and was able to call police. And, you know, with all the technology and stuff that they have, man, you'd be surprised what they're able to do with cell phones. And they were actually able to use their technological prowess to actually track this woman's cell phone and actually catch up with these guys and bear the full brunt of the justice system, you know, to bear on this couple. So this is yet another instance in which a man could be sexually victimized. And then, man, are you familiar with Saturday Night Live, like around the 1987 era?
You know, I watched it when Garrett Morris was one of the originals and Belushi.
Oh, man.
And
you know what? Your listening audience has no idea as to who in the world you're talking about.
I know. I tell you what, we're coming up on.
He's like one of the original cast members, isn't he?
That's right. Him and Gilda Radner and Belushi,
man,
and Aykroyd.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. Who are these people?
Yep. They don't know who. I'll tell you a story when we get back. But before we go to break, tell everybody how to find you.
My name is Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. I'm also at legallyonindetroit.com and DetroitCCW.com.
We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick, and this is Lock and Load.
Goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking self-defense for men with Rick Hector on Planet Rick. Rick, I feel like I need to lay out my bona fides to you, just so you know, okay? I just want you to know, so you don't have to keep on asking. And then that way, we can go on to great things.
Okay.
So, like, when I was growing up, when I was, like, a kid, I only got one station. So my two favorite songs, there was just one period of time where my two favorite songs was, I know Junior put out one called Mama Used to Say. And the other one was, the song was Sideshow. And I don't remember the Sideshow began, Everybody Step Right On In. That's how far back I go and how wide and broad I range.
Okay.
Does that tell you anything? Nothing? You don't know those songs? What?
Man, you know what? I have a varied musical background. You know,
surely you like the OJs, the Sounds of Philadelphia, Barry White, all that stuff.
Oh well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up listening to that stuff, man. You're talking like the '70s, man. That stuff was playing on an 8-track player or on a 78.
Wasn't it cool? It was cool, man. First car that I ever had got totaled because I hit a Chevrolet Caprice, and it was parked, and I was doing 7 miles an hour, and it killed my car. But the centrifugal force threw my 8-track tape player into action, and it started playing while I was sitting there being stunned by just totaling my car out by hitting a parked car.
Well, you know what? That's kind of hard to believe, man, because back then, that's when cars were just a big, giant hunk of steel. Now, everybody in the car was probably subject to die a gruesome death
because
the cars didn't crunch up and absorb all the force like they do now. But, yeah, man, back then, you know, a low-speed crash could be fairly lethal.
When you hit a 73 Caprice Classic, that was so big it had its own zip code. And when you hit that with a 69 Toyota Corolla, well, the Corolla's going to lose.
Right.
And it did. Every time. So
tell me, what do you remember about the Phil Hartman story back in the
Well, Phil was murdered. It was a murder-suicide. I think his wife was sort of a... She had a mental illness or something, and she...
Yeah, she had a mental...
She killed him, and then he killed herself.
She killed him, and then she killed herself, man.
Yeah.
And it was a very sad experience, man. And being a fan of Saturday Night Live, however young I might have been back in 87, I might have been a few years out of high school, man, but... you know, I felt a little twinge there, knowing that somebody I was watching on a regular basis was no longer here due to violence. And it was at the hands of a loved one, and who happened to be his wife, who apparently had some type of sickness, man. But all in all, there are some lessons to be learned. And these are the lessons that I hope that this survey through violence from a romantic partner, you know, directed at men, you know, whether it's a romantic male partner or a romantic female partner, we should keep in mind, you know, that men can be victims, you know, surely as a woman can, whether it's at the hand of another man or at the hand of another woman. General rules still basically apply when you're talking about man and female contact. And this is where the conversation could get a little weird, right? Because generally when you talk about romantic relationships, the man is supposed to be, I guess, and I might be sounding like a dinosaur because of my age, right? I'm north of 50, right? And this is where the man in the era that I remember, they were the pursuers. They initiated the contact. And if the woman wanted to, you know, to accept the advances of the man, then, you know, they had a meeting of the minds and they took it wherever they wanted to go, man. But, I guess in today's environment, man, people are not really engaging in relationships all the time like they used to. It's kind of a carefree thing, you know? And I guess from a traditional, stereotypical man kind of thing, I mean, I guess that's what I guess men from decades ago, I guess, were really pursuing. I guess they call them hookups or whatever now. But people are getting together and hooking up and engaging in all sorts of activity and not really getting to know each other, man. And it might be hard for a man to figure out what type of intentions this woman has, whether she's an honorable person or she's working in concert with the bad guy. You know, and then, of course, there's the mental illness issue we talked about with Phil Hartman's wife. I mean, you know, you really have to, you know, be careful, man. And, you know, regardless of who you're dealing with, I mean, you know, this whole new age of social media and casual dating and stuff. It's a different era, and, you know, maybe I'm just showing my age, man, but the point I'm making is that men need to be careful.
Yeah, it's a different time, without a doubt. I mean, when I was, I'm a little older than you. I'll be 59 this coming April. I'll be 59 at the NRA meetup, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So I'm going on 59 years old, and, you know, back in the day, you met somebody at work or somewhere wherever you frequented, you would meet somebody there and strike up a conversation, and you'd sort of get to know them a little bit, and then eventually you'd work up the courage to ask somebody out. And nowadays it's like they got an app for that. So
I mean, because back in the day, man, you talk about your era and mine, man, you either had a phone at home, a phone at work.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as a cell phone, right? And, you know, now...
You knew where all the pay phones were.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you just pick up a cell phone and hit a button on an app, and you can just say a few words to somebody. Next thing you know, you're going over somebody's house, and you don't even know them, and you could be putting yourself at, you know, risk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
So.
That's one thing, and, you know, that's one reason, the things you're talking about, they've been doing a lot of seminars on human trafficking and the same kind of precautions that you would take to keep something like this from happening, as you're describing, also is very good to put into play as far as human trafficking, because where you're talking about violence, you know, human traffickers... Not all human traffickers are doing a snatch and grab and throwing them in a container and shipping them off to be sex slaves. A lot of them, they're looking for runaways, they're looking for people down on their luck, and they offer them a way out, except their life as they knew it up to that point is going to be over when they take it, and it is such a rampant thing that it just sort of creeps up on them. So, Anyway.
I mean, you know, as long as there are vulnerable people out there, man, there would be no shortage of other folks out there who's willing to take full advantage of them criminally and put them in a bad situation. That's unfortunate, but that's the times we live in, man.
Yep.
And men and women have to be careful.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, just a little diligence. I mean, you don't have to get a text message from somebody on an app and say, all right, where you live?
Oh, come on, man. I was young once. You were young once, too. Can you imagine if we had cell phones and there was an app on your cell phone and you go off to a site and you see this picture of this pretty woman that is showing all type of interest in you? I mean, your hormones are raging. You throw common sense out the window, and who knows what people are doing, you know?
If there had been mobile phones when I was a teenager in the 70s, I'm sure the world as I know it would have ended by now. We're about to run out of time. Tell everybody how to find Rick Ector.
Again, Rick Ector, DetroitCCW.com, Legally Armed in Detroit. Catch me on all the popular social media sites such as Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. My handle is DetroitCCW.
Go find his YouTube channel. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel. That'll get his videos seen more. He'll pop up in the algorithm. The rest of the stuff I don't know nearly as much about as I do YouTube, but, you know, give it a shot.
Man, I'm doing a bunch of tweaks as we speak, man, and we'll see it. You know, I have almost 2,500 videos on YouTube. You know that?
I saw that. So they need to be seen. They need to be seen by more people.
I should be the biggest thing on the internet right now, but you know what it was? I was just throwing videos up there and not, you know, properly cataloging and organizing them. But you know, I'll fix it.
There you go. Catch you next time, sir. Thanks for joining me.
All right. See you next Thursday.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.